News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the time is just coming up to a 7:15. Single-use plastics have been banned in the EU since 2021, but 3 years on since the introduction of that law, 45% of businesses report that they are still offering at least one of the banned items for sale or use. And I'm joined by Will Mitchell, spokesperson for mywaste.ie. Good morning to you, Will. I was quite surprised reading these statistics because I'm pretty sure I have at least seen things like plastic spoons or plastic forks coming with salads, all that kind of stuff. But they're not just something that are a bad idea. They're actually banned.
They are banned, yeah. And you're right to say that they've been banned for 3 years. It was July 2021 that this EU directive was brought into Irish law. Now, that was at a time of COVID. Businesses were struggling a lot. So despite this ban being on for several years, we were hearing, and you've seen, that these single-use plastics are still available in Ireland. So just at the end of last year, we put together a survey to research with consumers as well as businesses to see how much they were available, as well as to see the levels of awareness with people about what these things were. And we found several things, like people were not really aware what a single-use plastic was, and businesses were only around half of them were aware of the ban itself.
Yeah. Well, it's 45% of businesses are reporting that they're still offering it, and 50% of consumers say that they're still receiving it, and many people say that they've seen it. So, how can this legally be happening? Because I should just say to people what the main ones are: cotton bud sticks, plastic cutlery, plastic plates, plastic stirrers, balloon sticks, straws, and those kind of polystyrene kind of beverage cups are the main ones. I know I've seen these things, Will.
Yeah, well, there are a couple of things that I'll follow up on that. When we did our survey, the first question was that we put out a list of all of these specifically banned single-use plastic items, and many of them were not being identified by the consumers as being single-use plastics. We also included some items like disposable vapes, for example, biros, small toys that are not single-use plastics that people were thinking were identifying as being single-use plastics. So when people are saying that they're seeing a lot of them, they may not be. They might be misidentifying a little bit.
Okay.
The other thing that I just want to clarify a little bit is that when in our survey, we were talking to relevant businesses that might be selling single-use plastics.
Ah, okay. So it's not all businesses.
Going into a car mechanics, yes, and saying, do you have cotton buds?
Okay, fair enough.
So we find that only 8% of the businesses were still being offered single-use plastics by their supply chain.
Okay, but they are still there in the supply chain. So what needs to be done to? I mean, these are banned products. They are readily available in quite a lot of places. What needs to happen or what needs to change?
Well, in the first instance, both consumers and retailers, we need to refuse them. We need to avoid them in that first instance. So if you're getting that plastic spoon or a fork with your takeaway or salad, you say, no thanks. Our survey showed that 84% of businesses, whether or not they're aware of the ban, they're already supplying and making available more sustainable alternatives. So you have your wooden cutlery,
yeah,
and your paper
straws. I've seen. Okay. So consumers need to act to say, I think you shouldn't be having that. What about businesses themselves?
Similarly, tell your supply chain that, no thanks, I don't want to be a part of that. I know that they're banned. I have the alternatives. So just cut it off at source. And I know that the EPA and the local authorities, who are the enforcement bodies for this, they've been working on it. So levels are down. Like I said, 8% these businesses are being offered. So this campaign is about raising awareness and then closing it out.
Well, look, actually, you have certainly raised my awareness because I didn't realise this was going on, but it clearly is. And thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Will Mitchell there, spokesperson for mywaste.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.